Have you ever struggled with fear in your life? Have you ever had the thought that I am not brave? Well, I'm here today to tell you that you are. Welcome to the Brave Podcast. I'm your host, Alexis Newland, and I'm so glad that you're tuning in here today. Each week, a friend and I get together and share stories of what makes them brave. So sit back, relax, enjoy your favorite cup of coffee or tea, and get ready for some engaging conversation. And remember, no matter what your story is, you are brave. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Brave Bites. Thank you for joining me for another episode of it. I am going to do this the first Wednesday of every month. I'm going to share a little bit of a story about me and about me conquering a fear that I had, and hopefully you enjoy it. I got a lot of great feedback from the first one I did. Thank you guys for giving me your feedback, and so I figured I'll keep doing this so you get to know me a little bit and what I have dealt with fear in my life. And sometimes they'll be fun, like the first two, and then they may be serious ones. I'm still trying to decide what they're all going to look like. But yeah, the first Wednesday of every month, there will be a Brave Bites story. They're short little 20 minutes or less stories of a fear that I've dealt with. And then I'll also give you guys kind of a heads up of what podcast episodes to expect for that month. Sound good? Great. So for the month of February, I'm going to have authors featured. So I have three authors in mind. The first one is going to be Alexis Goring. Alexis was supposed to be my guest back in October of 2020, but recording issues happened and I had to bump her, which was such a bummer. I got a brand new recording system from my uncle and was learning it still and did not record well. So I had to do her whole interview over, and she's very gracious and allowed me to re-record everything. And so she will be the first guest up for February. I think you guys will love her. And it's perfect because she's a romance writer, and February is kind of the month of romance and Valentine's and all that fun stuff. So she'll be a fun person to kick off our February interviews. So she'll be after the Brave Bites, and then two other authors as well. So yeah, that's what's coming up for the Brave Podcast for the month of February. So on to the story. So this Brave Bites is going to cover my experience with the ride, the pterodactyl. So about me, I am absolutely terrified of heights. I love adventure and I love like getting out there. I love rock climbing, which is so funny, loving rock climbing so much, but being absolutely terrified of being up high. And the reason why I don't like heights is because I'm 5'10", and from my vantage point, every time I think of falling, and that's one of the big reasons I don't like heights, because I don't like falling down. When I think of falling, I'm like, that's going to be a long way down. I don't want to fall. So I usually avoid high spots. With rock climbing, still love doing it. Love being up there on the mountain. Love being able to see all the beautiful views. It's coming down where I'm like, oh dear God, I've made a mistake. I'm absolutely terrified. And so it's so funny that I love that. And I also love roller coasters, which a lot of my really close friends know. I love roller coasters. I love the speed and the adrenaline of it. You feel like you're flying the whole time. One of my favorite ones is called Full Throttle at Six Flags Magic Mountain. The wait is a little long, but the ride is so worth it. There's this point where it's called a top hat, I believe, where you're almost floating out of your seat. It is amazing. I'm just usually screaming my head off in joy or laughing. I love rides like that. I love to be like going fast, floating, and going over hills and everything. That is super fun to me. Love that. I do not like being up high and being dropped. Drop rides, if you guys know what that is, they're rides that take you up really, really high and then drop you. There's no fun in that. I do not like that. I'm like, who created this? Who has fun with this? And I have friends who absolutely love it, who think it's the funnest ride ever. And I'm like, what? How is this fun? You're being dropped from high speeds, from a high up place. There's no fun in that. I don't get it. That is not fun. So my friends know this. And a couple of my friends way back when I first discovered that I really hated, because I didn't know I hated drop rides until I got on one and then realized, oh, this is awful. I went to Six Flags with a group of friends and there's this ride called the Lex Luthor. And it's up, I believe it's 405 feet. Oh my gosh, you guys, it's 405 feet and you go up really slow, and that is torture, okay? That in itself is torture. So you're going up slowly and you can see the hills of Valencia and all this stuff, and it's a beautiful view. But when you're afraid of heights and you know that you're gonna be dropped from 405 feet, you can't enjoy it. If you're me, you can't enjoy it. You're just like, oh my God, why am I here? I get really vocal when I'm afraid. And so I start vocalizing every fear that's in my head. My friends are usually cracking up at this point because I am terrified. I'm usually asking to get off the ride while it's going up. I'm just freaking out.
And then you're at the 405 feet, and the worst part is they leave you up there. You don't know when you're going to get dropped. You don't know. Then you get dropped. And you get dropped for that ride, Lex Luthor, at 85 miles an hour. That is not fun. I don't understand it. Going through loops of roller coasters and dropping down like fun hills into tunnels when you're on a ride, that's great. Being dropped at 85 miles an hour from 405 feet, that is not fun. I don't get it. But some people love it. That's more power to you. It is my worst nightmare. And if I really love you, and there are a few people on my list that I will do this with, I will get on that ride with you. And it is very entertaining to that person. My friends Hannah and Claudia and Tara have all been witnesses to my terror on this thing. Absolutely hate drop rides, but if I love you enough, I will get on it. Don't like heights. Don't like being dropped. So the pterodactyl. The pterodactyl is in Colorado. I had seen this ride on YouTube. I saw these two older ladies who are in their 70s. So the pterodactyl, we're going back to that. What it is, it's a ride that is set on the edge of a canyon, and you are 250 feet up in the air. They put you in this cage. The cage goes away. You're in the seat. You're strapped in the seat. The seat tips over, and you're facing the bottom of the canyon, and then the seat drops, and you drop at 100 miles an hour, and then you swing back up, and then you gently float back up, and it pulls you back to the edge. Okay, so I see this ride, and these two older ladies do it, and they're like, calm as can be, and they're like, oh, this is very beautiful. This is not so bad. And I'm like, okay, if these two older women can be dropped at 100 miles an hour and not super freak out, I can totally do this. And so if there's ever a chance for me to go to Colorado Springs, this ride is not on my bucket list, I'm gonna go. When I said it to my friends, my friend Lori was like, oh my gosh, when you do this, you have to post a video. I have to see it. So I'm like, okay. 2 years pass. And I am a part of this group called First Descents. And so First Descents is for young adult cancer survivors ages 18 to 45. And they do these amazing week-long trips where you get to try an adventure. So for this one, I chose to go rock climbing. There's just different really cool trips you can do with them. They're completely free. And the community that you build from it is by far the best. It's so great. And as a cancer survivor, it's just so great to hang out with people around your age, because if you have cancer and you've been to the clinics going to get treatment, you kind of notice that you may be the only one there who's around your age. And it can be really weird and unsettling because you're like, why am I here? I'm at the prime of my life. I should not be here. And so to go to a group and spend time with people who are in like their late 20s, early 30s, and who have gone through what you're gone through, it's amazing. So it's an awesome program. If you have cancer and have the unfortunate being in the cancer club, it's not fun, I know, and you're feeling up to it, check out First Descents. They do these amazing week-long adventures. You can go surfing, go rock climbing, kayaking. It's just amazing. Gotta check it out. Some of the best food you've ever eaten. Gotta check it out. I'll put that in the show notes. So I'm picking a First Descents week long, and I see that there's one in the Denver area, specifically Estes Park. And so I'm like, huh, Colorado, that's where the pterodactyl is. So I look up where the pterodactyl is. It's in Colorado Springs, and I map where my week long will be. So I plan it where the last day of my week long before I go home, that I'm gonna go drive myself to Colorado Springs, jump on the pterodactyl, and then drive back and then fly home. I'm like, perfect plan. But let people know at home that I'm doing this, and they're like, you're crazy. As I'm booking my tickets, I was terrified. And so I'm like, well, maybe someone will come with me. So I start asking, and people can't really make it. And I tell people in my cancer group that I meet that week. I'm like, hey, if you want to do this, I have an open seat with me. Do you want to do it? And they're like, oh, they're like, man, like, no, our flights are too early. We can't make it. So God's like, you're not going to do it alone. I'm like, okay, perfect. Because I was really terrified to, one, do this by myself, but I knew that I had to at least do it. So the week long is awesome. I go rock climbing. It's absolutely amazing. One of the best weeks I've ever had. Made some great friendships. So at the end of it, I go to the airport. I rent a car. I rented this bright cherry red Mustang because Mustangs are awesome. That was the car I had before my Jeep. And I drive the 2 hours down to Colorado Springs. It's only supposed to be like an hour and 20 minutes, but they were doing construction and it took forever to get down there. I get down there, and as I'm pulling up, it's gorgeous. I forgot. I'd been to Colorado Springs back when I was in college for like some church camps, and I had forgotten how pretty Colorado Springs is. And so the place I go to are these gorgeous red rocks. I'm like, this is awesome. Where they have the pterodactyl is this cool adventure park called Cave of the Winds. Definitely got to check it out. There's a lot of fun things. There's caves, which caves are amazing. If you love caves and you're a nerd like me, caves are great. They have awesome caves there. They also have this, like, not catapult, it's not the right word for it, but it's like you can zip line. It's called the battlepole. They have you sit in this seat and you zip line across a canyon, which I was like, dang, I should have signed up for that too. And then they have the pterodactyl where you sit in the seat, you sit on the edge of the canyon, they swing you down. So I get in, I process my ticket, and I stall. I can't believe I'm going to do this. I was so terrified. It took me 30 minutes to actually walk up to the platform. It took so long. I'm in the gift shop. I'm trying to, you know, encourage myself. You can do this. It'll be over before you know it. You're not going to die. You're going to be fine. I'm like, okay, I got this. So I walk outside, I sign the waiver, and I get up to the platform and I stand outside the gate. And so I stand outside the gate for like 10 minutes. And then the guy's like, are you here for the ride? I'm like, yeah, I'm here. He's like, are you going to get on? Yeah, I'm just trying to work myself up to it. He's like, take your time. And they're super nice and patient. I finally open the gate door and I walk up to the platform. So this platform is surrounded by this huge, beautiful canyon. The canyon is gorgeous, you guys. And I will post a video of all this. So I walk up to the platform and I peek over the side of the canyon and my heart is just racing and my palms are sweating and I cannot get into the seat. And he's like, it's easy. You just go, you sit down, I'll strap you in and then we'll remove the gate and then you'll just drop. It's amazing. You're going to absolutely love it. People are really afraid at first, but you're going to love it. And I'm like, okay, I can do this. So I take another 5 minutes and they have you get on the scale because they want to make sure you are under the weight limit so you know the ride doesn't snap and you do actually die. But that doesn't happen ever. So they weigh you. I was like under the weight limits. So he's like, anyone else with you? And I'm like, no, it's just me. He goes, oh, perfect. I wanted to ride today. So he calls another buddy to come. His buddy comes. He goes, I'll run it. And he'll sit and ride with you. So I'm like, oh, great. So this is perfect. So the guy gets in with me and I apologize to him immediately. I'm like, hey, just so you know, I don't like heights. I don't like being dropped. So I'm going to freak out a little bit, but I'm okay. And he's like, that's fine. People have screamed on this ride. People have cried. I've seen it all. You're fine. I sit down and they start strapping me in. And he's like, do you want this recorded? Yeah, I got to record this. People have got to see me freak out. He's like, okay. So he turns on the camera, points it at me and the guy, and straps me in, checks everything, straps the guy, checks everything. And then he pulls away the little gate. So how it is, you're sitting in this red seat, and I'll post pictures of this too so you guys can see. You're sitting in this red seat, and there's this gate, and then the gate opens, and the floor goes away, and then your feet are just dangling, and you're sitting in the seat, and there's nothing below you. There's absolutely nothing below you. And so the seat itself has this little tether that's above it where the seat tips down, and the swing engages, so it kind of swings you down. And so the guy's explaining, okay, so when I tip you over, you're going to want to scream because you're going really fast. You're holding in all this air. You could pass out. So you just let out every emotion you're feeling. I'm like, I will have no problem doing that. And he's like, you're going to be great. It's going to be fine. He's getting ready to turn on the thing to tip me over. He's like, oh, wait, the camera's not set. So he had to close everything back up. And I'm like, this is torture. I just want to be dropped. I just want this to happen. Why isn't this happening yet? So the camera's on. And then all of a sudden, he just starts tipping me. That's when I start to lose it because I realize there's no going back now. I'm about to swing into this canyon. And I, of course, start saying the thing that I always say when I'm on one of these rides is, oh, dear God, what am I thinking? I don't want to do this. And it's too late by that time, right? It's tipping over. And the guy next to me is just as calm as a cucumber. I am losing my mind, just completely freaking out. This is the worst mistake. And then all of a sudden I hear this pop and the seat lets you go. You drop going at least 100 miles an hour. And you get to the bottom, and I mean, I'm, of course, screaming my head off. I'm screaming, and then you start to swing. And then I realized, oh, I am not dead, and I opened my eyes, and you guys, it was the absolutely most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. You're in this canyon. It's completely serene. The rocks around you are these gorgeous red, and it is just so beautiful, and it's like flying. As you're swinging, it's just like you're flying. And once I realized that I am not dead, I was just so full of joy and I start screaming in joy. I think I almost hit the guy in the seat next to me because I was so excited and I'm flapping my arms like a bird. This is amazing. It was something I was so scared of. But then once it was done and I realized that I was okay, it was complete and total bliss. It was amazing. It happened so fast. It couldn't be any more than 3 minutes, the whole ride. It was worth every penny. The view of it, the fresh air, the beautiful canyon, just everything, the feel of flying. It was so fun, and I'm so glad that I did it. It taught me a lesson, and I remember talking to my pastor about this when I interviewed her, is that I have this sort of Batman Jesus thing. I have to be reminded that God is going to take care of me and God will rescue me. I'm going to be okay. I have to just trust him. When I have a fear that I have to face and I have to do these faith walks or flying off the edge of a canyon or something like that, I have to remember that like God is going to be there and he's going to catch me and I'm going to be okay. Once I realize that, it's just bliss. It really is. And so I try to take that experience in my life today when things are scary and I don't understand what things will look like with this past year with the pandemic and the political chaos and division and the racism, and things just seem absolutely nuts. And I was like, God, what do I do? What do I do? And he's like, just look at me. Once I had my eyes on him and realized that he had me, there was just so much peace. That's my story. I hope you guys liked that. So I'm trying to think of what my next brave bite should be. If you guys have an idea of what you want to hear from me, what other fear things that I've conquered, I can tell you more about me being on rides and being afraid, or my own cancer journey. If you want to hear more about that, just shoot me a message or I'll just come up with something fun. But thank you guys so much. I appreciate you guys tuning in every week. I'm so grateful for my podcast fans. You guys are my fans. I love it. And I'm just amazed that people tune in every week to listen to me and to listen to other people's stories. I'm just so grateful for you. Thank you so, so very much. I'll see you next time. All right. Bye.